A Theatre in Five Acts, 50 Years of Sudbury Theatre Centre, a tale with as much drama off stage as on stage, is told for the first time by writers Judy Strawn and Vicky Gilhula. A Theatre in Five Acts is a fascinating story of toil, joy, pride and innumerable setbacks. It's the real deal, says Strawn, who first began researching the project in January 2019. Being isolated during COVID gave us time to research and write. Strawn has worked with all 8 artistic directors and has been a witness to the ebb and flow of the only English professional theatre in Northern Ontario. During the research phase, Strawn dug through the boxes of archives in the back room of STC. It was cold, dusty and the lighting was poor, she remembers. There were times I was holding a flashlight in my teeth so I could dig with 2 hands. Strawn also contacted many people who had been involved with STC over the 50 years to get their stories. Some of my favorite parts of the book are the tales from community members, actors, technicians and designers, she said. I laughed when Sudburyan Bill Sanders thought he'd struck it big at STC. And the story of the actor who was trying to get back to Sudbury from Toronto for the 8 p.m. curtain in the midst of a whiteout snowstorm, now that's a good one, Strawn adds. We were able to blend much of what we researched from publications with the personal stories of those who were involved. We paint a broad picture of factual and anecdotal history, said Strawn's writing partner Vicky Gilhula, a professional writer and editor. She's a former editor of Northern Life and a Sudbury.com contributor. The book's tone and style are polished thanks to Vicky Gilhula, who came aboard the project in the fall of 2020, said Strawn. She's key to the success of the book. It's more than a coincidence that TNO, Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario, began in the same year as the STC. There was a great deal of cultural funding at the time and Sudbury took advantage of it. The story of how it all began is fascinating, says veteran journalist Gilhula. Does the book reveal some of the not-so-pretty stories? Yes, it does, confirms Gilhula. The book includes excerpts from newspaper reviews, even when critics hated the show. Sudbury Star reviews in the 1990s and early 2000s were known for skewering STC productions. Critic Rob O'Flanagan's praise and venom were legendary. I'm so happy Rob wrote an article for the book looking back at those days, says Strawn. A Theatre in Five Acts, 50 Years of Sudbury Theatre Centre includes the names of 50 years of plays and directors and a tribute to the many visual artists who have exhibited at STC. In short, it's a walk down memory lane. Strawn and Gilhula praise graphic designer Tony Gergilas for the beauty of the book. Tony's design work is exceptional. It's a great story stunningly presented. A large 246-page coffee table format that could quite possibly sell out soon, says Strawn. The book can be reserved now on the Sudbury Theatre Centre website sudburytheatre.com for $30 until September 14. After that, the cost is $35. Pre-release sales indicate the book's popularity and advance orders are recommended for those who want to be assured of a copy. Gilhula and Strawn will be available for book signing on the evening of September 14 at STC. Pre-ordered copies can be picked up that same evening when a 50-year celebration will be held at the Sudbury Theatre Centre. Copies will be available for sale as well. Beginning September 15, copies will be available for $35 at Sudbury Paint and Framing on Elgin Street as well as at the STC box office. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. September 14 for this free celebration. Displays, handcrafted cookies and complimentary beverages are part of the celebration. Seats for the 7:30 presentation should be reserved since COVID restrictions mandate only 144 seats can be used. For seat reservations, contact STC at 705-674-8381. Reservations are not required to come to the theater for refreshments and displays. Everyone is welcome for this special evening.